Before David appeared on the scene that day, the rest of Israel, although they wore armor on the outside, were naked and afraid on the inside. And because they were naked and afraid on the inside, they were not at peace. All they could see was the terrible war around them and the possibility that they were going to die violently. War was all they saw. War was all they had ever known. And to imagine anything other than conflict and war was truly beyond them. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Of all the people on that battlefield that day, it appears David was the only one who walked with a sound mind. Peace. God's peace is one of the elements of the platform on which we plant our feet and live our lives. It is one of the ways we know we are in the fellowship of the saints. Everybody wants it, but in the world today, it would appear not many have it. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because their trust is fixed on you. A key word there is fixed. Being fixed on the peace of God comes through trust in Him. It means rooted and grounded, firmly persuaded of interest, and that nothing can separate us from it. Fixed on the covenant and promises of God, which are unwavering and sure. Fixed on the faithfulness and power of God to make us righteous. Steadfast is the other word here. It's a key word meaning to be established and stand up straight, as in steadfast in Christ, the Son of God and Savior of men. Steadfast upon Jesus, as in laying the whole stress of our salvation on Him. Steadfast and unmovable concerning His righteousness for our justification. Anchored on His blood and sacrifice for atonement, pardon, and cleansing. Settled and steadfast on His fullness for the supply of our wants and on His power for our protection and preservation. That all describes how it looks to live in God's peace. Shalom peace. Doesn't that sound attractive to you? It does to me. And my having experienced peace as the world gives, well, it simply isn't enough. I believe I understood the peace of this world was insufficient before I knew Jesus. But I didn't know then, like I know now, just how insufficient worldly peace was. Now that I know Jesus, I can say without a shadow of a doubt, His peace passes all my wildest dreams and far beyond the heart of my own understanding. Why wouldn't someone want something like that and be willing to leave the world behind to have it? It is bewildering to me the people in church who do not understand the difference between worldly peace and God peace. In fact, having met quite a few people who often seem to respond with something like white noise as to what they believe and why, I often wonder why they even go to church. How do they survive without God's peace? Psalm 62:8. O my people, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart to Him, for God is our refuge. For me, I can't live without His peace. I truly and really, really can't make it, and I have sincerely tried. While in the midst of some very terrible situations, His peace was all that held me in place. Jesus died for your karma, so that you could enter into the peace as only God gives. And you? Do you hold the elusive peace of this world, which is like a vapor, only taunting your heart but never leaving you satisfied? Or is your heart established and held upright by shalom peace? Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Real peace, lasting peace, satisfying peace only comes through Christ. There is indeed only one way, and that is through Jesus.